Somos el show de Piolín.
¡Órale!
Y en este momento, sabemos que muchas personas como tú salen a trabajar, salen a llevar a los niños a la escuela y van con temor por el simple hecho de no tener sus documentos y estar legal en este país. Y ya te ganaste esa oportunidad después de que demostraste que eres una persona que viniste a este país a triunfar. Es por esa razón que vamos a tener en este momento, señores, al presidente Barack Obama para preguntarle dónde exactamente vamos con la reforma migratoria que él prometió. Y ahora es muy importante hacerle saber que estamos en la espera de una reforma migratoria.
¡Yeah, baby! ¡Órale,
President!
We have President Barack Obama with us. Thank you, Mr. President, for taking the time to speak with us today. Hello, Mr. President.
Piolín, my friend, this is President Barack Obama.
How you doing?
I am doing good. I promised you that I would be on the show when I was president, and here I am on the show.
Dice el presidente Barack Obama que él prometió que iba a estar en el programa. Señores, y aquí está, pues ya cumpliendo su promesa. You promised me that you were going to be in the studio. Él me prometió que iba a estar en el estudio.
Well, I haven't gone to Los Angeles yet, but I should get credit for keeping my promise this way.
Oh, yes, oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, but we're waiting for you because we're going to celebrate together.
Yes. How have you been?
Great, great, Mr. President. We have Mr. President Barack Obama with us. And thank you, Mr. President, for taking the time to speak with us today. And you make history. We're so proud. I know you are the president for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it was wonderful being on your program when I was running. And now I want to make sure that we continue to reach out because you have so many listeners. I think that it's so important that the Latino community, the Spanish-speaking community, continues to stay involved in politics. You know, we've got a very tough economy, and we just signed a stimulus bill that's going to put people back to work and provide health care to people who don't have it. And so I think we're making real progress, but we're going to have to keep on making sure that all of you are involved as much as possible.
Mr. President, congratulations on your accomplishment. How soon can we expect to see the reparative effects of the stimulus package?
Well, I think that right away what you're going to start seeing is a lot of people were going to be fired from their state jobs, and so we're going to be able to keep those jobs open. We're also going to be making investments in rebuilding roads and bridges and school construction. And that's going to put a lot of people to work, especially people who are in the construction industries. You know, with the housing market in such bad shape, they've been out of work. Now, hopefully, some of these construction jobs will become available again. It'll probably take 6 months to a year before we start seeing a big impact.
Le pregunta al presidente qué tan pronto podemos ver los resultados del plan de estímulo económico, y el presidente dice que inmediatamente, y el plan busca que las personas no pierdan su trabajo, y sobre todo se busca reactivar los empleos en la construcción en el país. Mr. President, we make a big contribution to our country from all across art, music, labor, and most important, a lot of Hispanics are in Iraq defending the United States, even without being America's citizen.
Right.
We need your help.
Well, as I've said every time I've been on the show, Piolín, you know, we're going to make sure that we begin the process of dealing with the immigration system that's broken. We're going to start by really trying to work on how to improve the current system so that people who want to be naturalized, who want to become citizens like you did, that they are able to do it, that it's cheaper, that it's faster, that they have an easier time in terms of sponsoring family members. And then we've got to have comprehensive immigration reform. Now, we need to get started working on it now. It's going to take some time to move that forward. But I'm very committed to making it happen, and we're going to be convening leadership on this issue so that we can start getting that legislation drawn up over the next several months.
Le comenté al presidente Barack Obama que los latinos hacemos una contribución grande para el país y necesitamos su apoyo con la reforma migratoria. El presidente dice que la prioridad es la economía, pero la reforma migratoria está en los planes de gobierno para los próximos meses. Mr. President, there's some sort of a network we could establish to be in communication regarding the comprehensive immigration reform. And personally, what can I do?
Well, you know, the key thing right now is obviously we've got to make sure that all the people who are involved in immigration reform issues that they sit down together and they start thinking about how we're going to approach this problem. Politically, it's going to be tough. It's probably tougher now than it was, partly because of the fact that the economy's gotten worse. So what I've got to do is I've got to focus on the economy, I've got to focus on housing, and make sure that people feel a little bit more secure. At the same time, get the various immigrant rights groups together and have them start providing some advice in terms of what strategies we're going to pursue in Congress.
Mr. President, we would like to receive information about this matter directly from your office. How can we do this?
Well, we've got some wonderful people on my White House staff who are working on this issue on an ongoing basis. And what we'll do is we'll make sure that one of those people can appear on your program on a regular basis, giving you information about what we're doing. Hopefully at some point you'll be able to come visit us at the White House.
Thank you, Mr. President. It will be my pleasure. Le acabo de preguntar al presidente si hay la posibilidad de que haya una comunicación más directa de la Casa Blanca para que nos informen sobre el tema de inmigración. Me dijo que tiene a las personas adecuadas trabajando para lograr ese objetivo y que pondría una persona para que nos informe directamente a través del show de Piolín por la mañana para que tú sepas dónde estamos con la reforma migratoria. Mr. President, you know we're close friends, and you know that I have your BlackBerry phone number, and you have my Storm Verizon Wireless, so keep in touch.
I will. Thank you so much. Tell everybody in the studio I said hello. I had a great time when I visited you, and everybody there was so nice. And you were very nice to my wife as well when she was on the program, so thank you so much, Piolín.
Thank you again, Mr. President. You are in our prayers. You have our support, and we want to help in any way we can.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, President.
Thanks, Mr. President.
Piolín.